This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. While doing a biographical study of Balaam, we established an outline under the title, True Prophecies, False Prophet. After developing the outline, the final step in our study is to crystallize what we found into some practical applications. Being a servant of God myself, I was reminded to always guard against using my gifts for selfish or material gain. I must check my motive for doing whatever I do. Another flaw in the life of Balaam was that he kept on trying to get God to do what God had rejected to do. I need to guard against trying to coerce God to do what I want. Another practical application is to use Balaam's example as a way for determining the validity of another's ministry. Just because someone might make an accurate statement or prediction doesn't mean they are trustworthy servants of God. It's important to check their lifestyles. If they compromise in the area of sexual immorality, they are walking in the way of Balaam. If they're in it for the money, exemplified by a lavish personal lifestyle, you have reason to question their authenticity. They are recklessly walking in the way of Balaam. There are times God wants us to take some risks, but he warned Balaam about being reckless. God always wants us to be sensitive and responsible to him. If you apply these practical principles as you serve God and others, God will enable your legacy to be worthy for others to follow, and it will honor God as well. As we stop and study some portions, let's keep our focus on reading through the Bible in 2 years. I'm sure you'll be blessed if you do. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.